The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion through their annual giving programme. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
Hello, it's Chloe again. This week I'll be talking about the end of World War II, leading to the end of the 1940s. In 1945, the Second World War came to an end, although many homes were destroyed and families torn apart. For many people it brought great relief. The fear of invasion was over and many people could live their lives again without fear. Unfortunately, despite the end of the war, life was still difficult for many. Britain was still recovering from expensive and population losses of the war. Also, due to losing a lot of the British Empire as well, which to this day is now known as the Commonwealth, but at the time it left Britain weak and struggling financially, despite winning the Second World War. As for the general population, most foods were still rationed and many families struggled to adapt to their new lives, especially those who had lost loved ones due to it. But on the brighter side, the war led to many well-known items being invented in the 1940s, including the microwave in 1947, Slinkies in 1943, and the Polaroid camera in 1948. Although these are some of the few amazing creations things created during the 1940s, the most famous of them, and quite frankly the most important creation that helped to change the lives of many people, was the creation of the NHS in 1948. It allowed all people to access free medical care regardless of their background or wealth. Despite before, all medical care had to be paid for. Unfortunately for many people living in the UK today, the NHS is widely used, from everything to hospitals to dentists for the last 76 years. We really are lucky to have it. The 1940s were the decades of ups and downs for many people around the world, but in this case, with the creation of the NHS, meant that more lives were saved rather than lost. There is always a sliver of light through the darkness. Next week I'll be talking about the 1950s.